This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Friday, November 17th, 2006. And on today's show, we kind of have an odd thing happening. We're talking to JT from JT Online. And we've never spoken before, and come to find out, we've never listened to each other's podcasts. Right, JT?
Exactly.
Welcome exactly. to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome. I've heard about you through this boy, Elroy Adam.
Yes, and, good friend of mine.
Yes, I hear you guys talk all the time, but I mm-hmm. can't say that I've listened to your show. It's Real Men Wear Pink, right?
That's correct, .net.
.net, yes. Real Men Wear Pink.
Did you know, I said this the other day, do you realize iTunes put out this status, there's like, or this stat, there's like 27,000 podcasts.
Are you serious?
Serious. I'm serious. I heard that probably within the last couple weeks.
And you listened to 26,000 of them, right?
Only when time allows.
So true. Now, do you strictly listen to queer podcasts, or do you listen to other things?
Well, I like Pacific Coast Hellway, but I'm behind. And I like Don and Drew. I listen to Don and Drew pretty regularly.
Okay.
Because they're pretty funny. I like them.
Now, what queer cast do you listen to?
Almost everything that everybody else listens to but yours. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks a lot. Okay, that should be the next question. Why don't you listen to my show?
Because I have too many other shows I'm listening to. You know how it is.
I do. Actually, I do know how it is because I have to admit, as I said, I don't listen to your show either. But I do hear about you through Adam. So
excellent.
Now, you have Real Men Wear Pink with Adam. Mm-hmm. And you have your own podcast, JT Online, right?
Right, JAYTOnline.com.
And what is the difference between the two shows?
We started Real Men Wear Pink, where I could talk about stuff but not have to talk about my personal life, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, and my show is just basically what's going on with me.
Very good. And do you guys have a big listenership, I should say?
We're getting there. We're trying to work on it. The problem is we have a lot of scheduling problems. You know, there's shows that have, like, Drink Till We're Funny has, like, three people. So I don't... We have two, and we can't get our schedules to mesh. I don't know what you'd do with three.
I can't even imagine, because I don't regularly record with anybody on a scheduled
I know.
Basis.
So, you know, you and I were, like, sitting in our house or in the car, and we're like, oh, let's record.
Exactly.
But, you know, if you have shows with, like, two or three people, you got to be, okay, what are you doing Tuesday? Okay, what are you doing Wednesday? What are you doing Thursday?
Right. Now, where are you based?
Chicago.
You're in Chicago. And Adam is in Texas, right?
Yep, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah,
yep.
So at least you're in the same time zone.
Yeah, exactly. That helps a little bit.
Now, when you record Real Men Wear Pink, do you guys do a lot of research ahead of time or figure out your topics ahead of time?
You know, is this your show based towards podcasters, or is it like a general thing? Or?
Oh, actually, my show is more about my personal life and things just going on in my personal life. But when I have a chance to find out about other podcasters, I tend to ask them questions about what's going on.
I'll give you my personal opinion. My personal opinion is that if you do some prep before the show, I think the show goes a lot better.
Okay.
Even with my own show. If you listen to my earlier shows, I used to do show prep, and I thought they were a lot better.
Okay.
But lately, we've just been calling each other and just chit-chatting, and it's not quite as entertaining, I don't think.
Well, I would think that there's an audience for both kinds, actually, because... for the most part, when it's just me talking, if I'm not talking to somebody on Skype, I just rattle on about, you know, shit going on in my life or whatever, or whatever I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, people find that entertaining. You know.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. There was. It's funny. I was talking. I don't know if you know Andy Melton, but whatever reason, I started talking to this girl that knows him, and we were talking, and I had her listen to my show, and she's like, this is so funny. I'm so subscribed. And all I was doing was just ranting about, like, travel drama or something.
Yeah, see? Some people find it. You know, I think it has to do with what's going on in their lives that they need to hear what's going on in other people's lives. Mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. It's almost
Go ahead. The way I think of it is that if you think about your day-to-day life and what goes on in your day-to-day life and the people you're around, you can't really say what's on your mind for the most part.
So true.
So the way I think about podcasting is I can tell people that I don't know exactly what I think about what happened today.
Exactly. That's very true.
I could, you know, it doesn't matter what they say because it's on the internet. You know, it's not like they're, I'm going to see them every day or anything like that.
That's true. And they're not going to, they're probably not listening anyway, so.
And if they are, they're too freaking lazy to comment on the show.
That's true, too. Well, now, do you listen to John Ong?
I don't.
Now that's one you should definitely be listening to.
That's what everybody says. That's how I met this girl, Mandy. I'm on his chat he did a couple weeks ago.
That's what I thought. The live.
And I get invited every so often somebody will enter something and then I'm stuck.
Well, you better add that one to your list of podcasts.
But I'm behind in Don and Drew. I've never been behind on Don and Drew.
Well, okay, now let me ask you this question, because I've never been interested in Don and Drew. I've listened to one or two of their shows, and it just didn't capture my interest. What mm-hmm. about them that makes you, you know, keep coming back?
I think it's a sense of everything stays the same. Like, they have the same jokes. Once you get addicted, and you get in, their little jokes, it's very addicting. I mean, just like if you think about radio shows. If you listen to the same person every afternoon, you get in on the inside jokes where they refer to things in the past and things that have happened. And I think you just kind of get, you feel like you're part of their life almost.
Okay. Well, that's kind of like a personal podcast. You get to know them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that's true.
I was going to say about John Ong is that every once in a while, which he just did, he posted today, he does a Raw show where he doesn't really have any topics. He just puts the binaural microphones in his ears and just kind of does stuff mm-hmm. and just talks. And actually, that's kind of how my show was on Thursday. But
mine, I was going to say I've done that as well.
Actually, my show, if anybody listens to it on Thursday, it was just awful. I kept calling it. I called it the Shit Sammy because it was so, I was crazy. I was just going here and there with different topics and stuff. And then I would consider that a really raw show. But mm-hmm, it's interesting because when John Ong has these raw shows, the funniest things come out of him. Like, he was raking leaves, and we could hear him raking leaves.
Oh, that's great.
And he was, and then he talked about, because he was on my show last week, or mm-hmm. I actually don't remember what it was, but he played a clip from that show and explained that he was taking a shit and all this stuff. I mean, it was really funny. Mm-hmm, it was mm-hmm. like a really short 22-minute show, but I thought it was really good.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned 22-minute. I mean, how long do you think a show should be? Well, first of all, when you're by yourself, how long do you think the show should be?
Well, I try to limit it no more than 30 minutes. But generally, mm-hmm. when I'm mm-hmm. by myself talking, it ends up being between 20 and 25 minutes.
Okay. I need you to try something next time you do a show by yourself.
Okay.
I need you to update everybody on life. And as soon as you're done talking about what's going on in your life, look at how many minutes is that you're at.
Oh, well, it would take about 4.5 minutes, probably.
No. Yeah, I'm serious. I'll go ahead and tell you what I found.
Okay.
I'll be talking. I'll run out of stuff to say. It'll be like 12 minutes. Like, it's happened like 5 times. It'll be like exactly 12, between 12 and 13 minutes, and I'm done updating everyone in my life.
Wow.
It's so weird.
And then what are you doing? Like, choking yourself, thinking about what to talk about?
No, then I pick up my Sprint Trio 700 and I start surfing the web and pulling up articles from the internet.
Okay. Now, what kind of stuff do you pull off from the internet? Politics, religion, what do you talk about?
Just whatever general stuff comes up when I pick up my phone. I'm not big into politics. I'd like to know more, but when Adam kind of goes on his rants, it kind of gets kind of boring for me. So,
that's what I like about Adam. He is so political.
Yeah. There's only so much politics I can take before my eyes, you know, when we do our show together and he starts talking about politics, I feel that my role is when he talks about stuff that I don't understand and probably most people don't understand, I make sure I ask him more information about it so everybody can be included in the conversation.
See, that's perfect. Then you become like the political sidekick.
Exactly. Because not everyone thinks like he does. Not everyone's into politics like him. So, and I would like to know more, but when he gets on his rants, you're like, wait a minute, what was that?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, though. But, I don't know, when I just really enjoy talking politics. I probably don't go into enough detail or explain things very well, and that's why I often play clips from the news that explain it. Mm-hmm. Just for your information, I'm IMing with Mark, Chef Mark from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to know if you are still in New York.
No, I'm in Philadelphia.
Okay, let me tell him that. He's in Philly.
Stop.
And he says, I have a bone to pick with him.
Yeah, no.
Should I invite him into the conference?
No.
Come on.
No. Do I have a choice?
Well, ultimately, yes. But wouldn't it be fun?
No, because I'm an idiot.
No, come on. I want to get this drama out. It's not drama.
You're such an asshole. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me ask him if he wants to join.
For purposes of your show, I will do this.
Okay. Let's see what he says. Yeah, because we were talking about you on Wednesday's show.
Yes, I was sitting in a restaurant and I couldn't answer the phone.
Yeah. And about the tickets to the play?
Oh, I misunderstood. But
are you there? Oh, I think we've lost JT online. Let me add Mark to the thing and we'll get him. Let me call Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
Pretty good. Hold on a second. I just hung up on JT by accident.
Oops.
Just let me try again.
I love how the icons light up when you talk on the new Skype.
I know you said that, but I don't know. Mine doesn't do that.
Not light up, but like the outside of it sort of vibrates as if you're talking. It's kind of cool.
Okay, now I'm getting him back.
But I hate that new dialing tone.
I don't mind it. Okay, JT.
I like this new ringer on the beta.
I was Skype just 3. Saying that.
It was like boop 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 boop.
I was just saying that.
Mine doesn't do that. I have the old version, so.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. How do you record Skype calls, by the way?
I'm using Audio Hijack Pro.
Oh, okay.
I just use one of those old tape recorders, you know, and I hold it up to the phone. You know.
By the way, JT, meet Mark. Mark, meet JT.
Hello.
I'm mad at you, JT.
Don't be mad at me. How do you know I'm talking about you? There's thousands of
you did not. Well, okay. Aside from that, you did not return my phone calls, and I set aside an entire afternoon and evening for you.
How would I know that?
Oh, my goodness.
How would I?
What do you mean? How would you know that? Because we agreed to it.
No, we didn't.
You said Wednesday, and I said, fine, we'll do something Wednesday. And then you said, oh, I really want to go see Avenue Q. I said, oh, cool, great, yeah, let's go see that.
Okay, I apologize.
Let me know if you get tickets.
Mark,
and I did
I'm
not
sorry.
Mean that you had to pay for my ticket.
I apologize. I misunderstood, Mark.
Oh, my Lord.
And you're a big pod show guy, so I was very intimidated, so I apologize.
Oh, please, shut up.
Now, that's actually interesting that you say that, JT, because I get intimidated by people I think who are big pod show people. But you know what? Everyone is just like you and I. We're just regular people who just happen to podcast.
But listen to his voice. It's very intimidating.
You make me think of like those late night commercials on the public access channel. All you slaves will call me now. 1-900 get off.
Ooh, you gotta Archie, you gotta clip that and use it as a stinger for your show.
I'm gonna have to.
Oh Lord. That'd be wait, awesome. Wait, let me see if I can it's not up. I was gonna say I have my Cast Blaster up, and I have a little thing that I clipped out of Rob Lindley saying, ew, that's going to itch when it dries.
Yeah. No, I totally misunderstood everything, and I'm kind of a wimp about all that stuff, so I apologize.
And then so you ended up spending, like, I listened to your show today. You're like, I'm just going to sit in the hotel room. And I'm like, what is up with him? He's right across from New York City. You should have come into the city.
So what's your IP address so I can block you from listening to any other shows?
Now, see, so Mark, you've been listening to JT for a while then?
Well, I've been listening to Real Men Wear Pink.
Okay.
I am not a regular listener of JT online, but I
he's trying to hear what I said about him.
because Matt was like, oh, yeah, and so I listened to Matt's show today, and then I listened to you as well.
I mean,
are you still wearing your red, white, and blue underwears?
No, I'm actually, no.
Underpamps?
Wait, is that picture of you on Math Blender's site?
I wish. Sure, yeah. The last time I was on his show, he put like some hot stud, and like people thought it was me. I'm like,
He said because he couldn't find any pictures of you, right?
Right. So I'm like,
yeah.
You just got a phone call.
Hold on a second. I'll be back. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Let me, JT, how old are you, JT?
That's confidential information.
Oh, it is not.
You'll have to contact human resources for that information. No, I'm 30.
Oh, you're 30. Okay, you sounded much younger.
Well, thank you.
No, you're very welcome. Now, are you single?
No, I'm not.
You're not? You have a partner? How many years?
A quadrillion.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
How long have you been together?
Like 8 years.
Oh, my God. That's great. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
Now, what do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking? And you can say no, you don't want to tell me. That's fine.
No, I'm a project manager for a business availability company.
Oh, okay.
I'm a tech guy.
Is your husband...
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, welcome back. I'm just asking JT personal information.
Ooh.
Like...
64 inches.
Oh, my.
That's huge. You kind of have to wrap that thing around your waist a couple times.
No, I'm sorry, because Mark just joined. I thought I'd add that.
Was that an interior measure?
That's the size of my car.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Now I was going to try to talk politics.
So you
with
said
you.
you're a supervisor for something and some kind of company thing.
Nah, project manager for a business availability company.
What is that? What does business availability mean? All businesses be available?
we do hosting, and then we do disaster recovery.
Oh, okay. So you guys were in that Katrina thing.
Yeah, I actually spent, you know, I wish I knew Adam then. I spent 2 weeks in Dallas supporting customers that were that had declared disasters because of Katrina.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Adam, how did you guys hook up to be on your show together?
I sent him an instant message.
They met at the Steamworks.
In Chicago.
No, you know, I've actually never been there.
Oh, please. You have the
No, I'm serious. Card. I'd like to go. I'd like to see what's about, but. Never been
go there. It's right on Halsted.
Oh, really? You want to come and show me where it is?
I don't even live in Chicago, and I know exactly where it is.
you only know from listening to all the podcasts that talk about it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, what you said. Right.
Yeah. Actually, Mark knows the location of every bathhouse in every major city in the country.
Exactly, because I listen to Madge Weinstein.
Where has she been the last 2 days?
Now I didn't understand. Is that what when the big fatty when they talk about the horror? Is that what they mean? They're talking about a bathhouse?
Oh my God, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know. I heard them reference that the other day, and then I finally put two and two together. It sounded like they were referencing a bathhouse when he said the horror.
I just think that's a term to describe anything that's bad.
Oh, okay. I thought it had to
okay. or it invokes the feeling of, oh my God, you know, that's awful or something like that.
Ah, okay. That's their lexicon is so hard to understand sometimes.
Sometimes. I got a personal email from Larry H. Vader asking me about paint. Because, you know,
that's not very personal.
I know. Well, it came from his personal email address, I think.
Is it body paint?
Oh.
No, not body paint.
Body glitter?
No, you know, he got a new condo.
Chocolate.
he bought a condo and he was asking me what kind of paint use.
You cut off there. I thought you were going to say he got a new condom. I said he should. You're supposed to get a new condom between every act.
Those aren't reusable.
You're not supposed to rinse them out and like hang them over your shower rack. Like
would it be hilarious?
Like pantyhose.
What Damn. If you went to some guy's house and he had like condoms hung up on like over like a hangers in his shower or something?
Oh Lord. That would be very dangerous around here because my dog would end up eating them.
Oh, ew.
That's what they do. They're terrible.
Have your dogs eaten condoms before?
I found one. I found him in the corner with one and grabbed it out of his mouth before he could swallow it.
Ew, was it used?
Of course. Well, no, he has unused condoms laying around his house.
Well, if he may have chewed the wrapper off of it or
it
something.
I was with a friend, and then we're like, where's the dog? And we looked, and we're like, oh, my God, he just grabbed it.
And so when you were done, you just ripped it off and threw it in the room?
No, the dog like jumped up and got it off the nightstand or something. I don't know.
You put a used condom on the nightstand?
Oh my god.
Not to keep it there, but you know, it was like literally right after. Jesus.
Did you put it on a coaster? I wouldn't want to ruin the wood.
No kidding. Well, if you, especially if you used oil-based lube or something.
Why would I use oil-based lube and a condom?
I don't know.
I think the water-based would be worse on the wood.
That's true. It would leave a white ring.
Oh, Lord. You guys.
So every time you go in your bedroom, you're like, okay, that ring is from so-and-so.
Oh, but, yeah. You know, oh, God. But, you know, the worst story is someone told me this recently that they were walking their dog. Who was this on a podcast or was this like a friend told me? I don't remember. But they were walking their dog, la, la, la. And they didn't have, and the dog, like, all of a sudden goes and, like, it's going to just all of a sudden poop. Like, and he didn't have anything to pick it up with. And the dog is in mid poop. And, like, a neighbor walks up and starts talking to him. And, like, the dog starts pooping out a condom. And it's, like, hanging out. Like, hanging out his ass. So it's, like, if one just sort of wandered up, they would think, like,
you were just like, fucking your dog.
And it came off. Oh my god.
That is so gross.
Can you imagine?
Oh my god.
How embarrassing that would be.
That's a great story.
That is
a great story.
It's a great story.
And now I'm trying to remember where I heard it. Oh my god. Who?
So gross.
Anyway, I don't know if
I heard it on a podcast as soon as we hang up.
And someone that's your story and it was on a podcast, then you can call in and get credit where credit is due.
There you go.
Although I don't know if I would want to take credit for that story.
My.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, Archer. Okay. You were gonna bring up some like serious topic.
I actually don't remember
worldly what import or something.
No,
you know,
no,
and
no,
here
I
we
was
are.
Saying I was saying that I was gonna talk politics with JT, but I find out that he's not really into politics, so because you know, today Nancy Pelosi pretty much secured her position as Speaker of the House, but she lost with John Murtha. She got
I heard they didn't take her second choice.
Yeah, they took Steny Hoyer instead.
So now, this was like an internal thing within the House? They were voting in the House as to who would be the Speaker? Yes.
She will be the Speaker, and Steny Hoyer will be the Majority Leader.
But why was that? I didn't know that that would be in question as to whether she would be the Speaker.
Because it wasn't. But they were saying, basically, news was saying that she had one victory and one loss because she.
Oh, so it was just like the formalized process of actually they had to actually vote and everyone knew she was. But then the question would be who would be the Majority Leader.
Right, and she was hoping for John Murtha, but it was Steny Hoyer.
Okay,
where's he from?
Maryland.
Why would he have a name like Steny?
Well, I just know his name because I've heard his name on the news.
It's like a nickname for your buddy with a stint.
Steny Hoyer.
Hey, Steny.
I think he's been in the Senate for like 20 years, something like that.
Really?
So, yeah.
But I mean, what does that mean?
They should call him Senny.
Well, what that means is that it actually calls into question her ability to, lead, be a leader.
Pick somebody
because
qualified.
Because she couldn't get her first choice as the Majority Leader. Oh, what does that mean for the Democrats in terms of getting things done in her first 100 hours?
See, that's the problem with this. Like, the political junkies are, like, so addicted to reading into everything like that. And it's like, okay, well, it doesn't mean that she's not going to be effective leader. It just means that there was more support for this other guy, you know?
Right, and actually it also means that she's going to rise above it and work with Steny Hoyer without any issues.
Right. I mean, and also in a way, it means that she's not the kind of speaker who's going to bully everyone into doing what she wants. Like we've had a few in the past that have been that way.
Yeah, very true.
You know, like, using kind of political clout or finding out shit about the other, you know, or threatening to take away support for their home district if they don't go her way kind of thing. That's bullshit.
I don't think she's going to be that kind at all.
No,
okay.
I mean,
good.
We'll move past that, JT.
Okay.
Because I know you're.
So wait. Here's the question though. Is there a reason why you're not? Is it like? Do you avoid politics, or are you just not in? Like,
I'm
too busy to be aware of it, or what?
I'm very interested, but I just don't get way deep into it. I mean, I understand that she didn't get who she wanted, but what does that mean? I mean, you guys just explained what it meant. I mean, the news shows don't. They try to explain, but usually, they don't put it in terms which normal people can understand.
Okay.
Right. All right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So it's not that it's not that you avoid politics or anything.
No,
I'd like to know.
I listen to talk radio all the time. I just want somebody to talk to me like a normal person rather than, either giving me a slant or giving me, whatever the popular opinion. Like if I listen, the big talk station in Chicago is WLS. Well, they're Republican. So I listen to that, they have Rush and everyone else is Republican. So if I listen to them, I mean, I don't, what they're saying, I don't know if that has any, if they're really telling me what the truth is.
Don't listen to them. They'll brainwash you.
And, an interesting thing about that, too, is I think that regardless of whether it's left or right, that a lot of the political talk stuff, they're assuming that you're a political junkie to begin with if you're listening to it. So they're not, like, there are very few outlets that are actually out there educating the general public who really maybe isn't so much into it about the whole process.
Right.
Like I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, and they're certainly not talking to the average person's level when it comes to the politics either.
Well, that's what I mean. It's sort of like it's for the political junkies.
Right.
Right, and I think that people need to be informed, but I don't think you really need to get deep down into it to inform people and help them make an educated decision.
Right.
I think as long as you can keep it as
you just got
skypey
for a second.
Oh, I think if you keep it, you can keep it at a high level and still give people enough information in which they can make a decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So that's my thought.
Okay, moving on to the next topic, which actually will be our final topic because I like to keep it around 30 minutes. Did you read the article or hear on the news about the Catholic bishops meeting in Baltimore?
Of course.
Why are you laughing?
I heard that they would be meeting. I haven't heard what,
They met.
I haven't heard about who they fucked while they were there.
They met and they want their Catholic parishioners and their priests to firmly instill in their parishioners that the act of homosexuality is a sin, and they need to counsel
hate the
them,
sin, love the sinner.
Well, and counsel them to not engage in homosexual acts and all that kind of thing. Did you hear about that, JT?
Oh yeah, definitely heard about that.
Yeah, I think that's one more step for the Catholics to go farther into the closet for one,
how messed fucked up it is, it's still progress.
That's progress.
Well, at least they're saying before. What was their stance before?
They're reaffirming
the stance that they've always taken,
right?
Which
but they
is
want people
that
to
homosexuality
actually,
is a sin.
They want people
I thought
to
their stance
follow it now.
No, wasn't there stance before that don't be gay, you can't be gay, you mustn't be gay, stay away?
Well, I think they're saying the same thing now.
That's exactly what they're saying now.
Okay, I guess I must have read something.
They're saying they want their priests to reaffirm it.
They said it's okay to be gay, but just don't sleep with anybody.
Okay, here, I have the article right here. It says, the nation's Roman Catholic bishops meeting in Baltimore declared Tuesday that Catholics who minister to gays must firmly adhere to the church's teaching that same-sex attractions are disordered.
Catholic, you know what?
Right, it's love the sinner, hate the sin.
Yeah. Catholics homosexual inclination should be encouraged to live in chastity and discouraged from making general public announcements about their sexual orientation.
Oh, okay, I guess I misunderstood that.
So I shouldn't be on this podcast, I guess.
Are you Catholic?
I was raised Catholic. I'm not a Catholic.
I'm telling.
Are you
but
Catholic,
see, here's the thing.
JT?
I'm Lutheran.
Okay.
I have an interesting point to make about that. I actually think that that's a good thing, meaning the Catholic Church should make pronouncements that are consistent with its doctrine and its belief. They shouldn't not be themselves, just as we shouldn't not be ourselves. The Catholic Church can be itself and have that, and that's just fine and dandy. In a way, I had this major breakthrough when, I used to struggle and I used to say, I used to be the whole sort of the cafeteria Catholic. Like, I used to pick and choose stuff that I believed in and stuff that I didn't. And I struggled with it. And then, my boyfriend at the time, he said to me, look, he said, how can you call yourself a Catholic if you do things that you know that the Catholic Church doesn't approve of? And I said, but it's okay with God, the church is just men, blah 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 blah. He's like, well, fine, so have a relationship with God, but you literally cannot call yourself Catholic if you don't believe in the things that the Catholic Church believes in. And that was sort of like a light bulb, and I thought, oh, you're right. And that enabled me to let go of a need that I had to still call myself Catholic and still sort of, be that whole struggle and tearing your rendering your garments and being being problematic. And I thought, oh, it was great. A load was lifted off me. Oh, great. I'm really not a Catholic, I guess. I don't need to be a Catholic. I don't need to live in, you know, in any kind of relation to what they teach. I just don't believe in it, period. Okay, you know, I can believe in whatever I believe in without that. And I think, in a way, I have respect for an organization that says this is what we believe, and they stick to it. The problem that I have with the Catholic Church is the hypocrisy involved in the pedophilia scandals.
Yeah. I agree with that, too. But my point is that, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and yes, they should speak to what they believe and so forth, but I think they should actually come into the 21st century and realize that homosexuality is not going away.
And that well, of course. But see, the point, though, that is, I think what the line of reasoning that I'm using here, I think, opens up the opportunity for Catholics who are struggling to say, ah, you know what? I don't have to be stuck in this. I have a choice as to what I want to do. Either I choose to live as a Catholic and therefore to not, you know, to try to deny my homosexuality, or I choose to live life as I am truly, and I can walk away from this. And I think making, like, the harder stance that the Catholic Church has, the better it will be for gay people to realize that it's not for them.
I see.
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. As so someone who was a Catholic.
If you're gay, you should leave the Catholic Church, regardless.
I'm saying if you want to live life happy as a gay man for who you really are, what your real true self is, and if you really feel that that's who yourself is, and you want to continue to have a relationship with God, you can't do it in the context of the Catholic Church. Because, you know, what it means to be Catholic is to that it is one universal apostolic church of which the Pope is the head. And the Pope has a direct line with God, and God is telling him what is right and what is wrong. So that doctrine is absolute. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You can't be a cafeteria Catholic. You can't pick and choose bits and pieces that you believe in. If you're a Catholic, you believe in all of it, or you're not a Catholic.
But isn't that what priests or whatever do? They just pick whatever they want to. They want their ministry to believe in, and they preach on it?
Or they avoid the things that they don't want to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, again, that's what I'm saying. In a way, I would rather see a church that is completely doctrinary so that the people who stay can have a great old time being, you know, believing what they say they believe, and the rest will wake up and say, hey, you know what, I don't really believe this. In a way, they'll have their own little Protestant Reformation and say, well, you know what, we're going to believe the things that we want. You know, we're going to have the relationship with God that we want, not based on what Rome is telling us.
Okay, JT, you get the final word.
Final word?
What's on this final topic. Word? On this topic. Oh,
I just say that. The only thing I can say is that if a gay person chooses to stay inside the Catholic Church, they should, you know, really work to try to make changes and try to help, you know, make them more accepting.
There you go.
But isn't that what? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you hear the last word. Never mind.
Uh-huh. That's it.
Because I like to give everybody's opinion. And there's two opinions.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Okay, then go ahead.
Well, just my thought on that is that, by saying that they should work within the Catholic Church to change it, isn't that what the Catholic Church is trying to do within the gay people's souls to change them, right? It's like, we don't like it if they want to change us. Why should we try to change the Catholic Church? In a way, I sort of think, nope, just, you know, have your own personal relationship with God if that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And don't, you know, let the Catholic Church be what it is, you know, let them
right.
be.
And I've said that before on my show. I said, I think that, you know, church and religion is between you and God. You don't need to be an organized religion or anything.
Oh, see, I agree with that.
To have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Because it's nobody's business. It's yours. It's you and him. That's all. You
right.
know, if you believe in him.
But I guess what I'm saying, though, is that if then, therefore, there's gays saying, oh, but no, we want to change the Catholic Church. Well, then if you give yourself that right, then you're giving them the right to do everything that they want to do to change you. And I think most people are saying, wait a minute, you shouldn't try to change me. So fine, we should both agree that, say, fine, well, let's not change each other. Let's just understand that I am what I am, you are what you are, and if I choose that, great. But you can't sort of have your cake and eat it too, you know?
You're right, and then that's where it comes down to an individual choice. Either you're going to be in the Catholic Church and do what they say, or you're going to be out of the Catholic Church and have your own relationship with God.
Right, and I would just say, if there are any people out there who are struggling with this, if they're Catholic and they're also you know, have an unusual sexuality, then for me, it was like a load being lifted off of me, and it was such a huge breakthrough and a revelation that I could say, oh, you know what, I get to choose to just say, okay, that's fine. The Catholic Church is what it is, and I'm just not that anymore.
Yeah. Okay, you know? One last topic. Let's end that. But thank you for your opinions, though. I think they're great.
You just have to be Lutheran. When you sin, you just go and pray, and then they're gone.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, last topic. What do you think about Mario Lopez not winning Dancing with the Stars?
So stupid. So stupid.
It's interesting because I think that's an example where, I mean, what happened, and I think the judges might have done this on purpose. They gave them such similar scores for the last couple of weeks that basically it became a popularity contest. And you knew that if it was a popularity contest, that Emmitt Smith would win, because our American mentality, you and I talked about this before, Archer, on these reality shows, they want the underdog.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the guy who Mario Lopez from the very beginning was a good dancer.
I was going to say, therefore, clearly he has
He danced on Kids Incorporated for years and years and years.
Yeah, I remember that.
And that's why I think the American people, we have this thing where we have to, you know, and it's good in a lot of ways that we want to support the underdog, but in some cases we punish the people who really deserve to win because we have this obsessive need to reward the underdog.
Yeah.
I think you and I talked about this with regard to, was it Project Runway?
Yeah, I was going to say, back when we were talking about
Project Runway. It was one of the other reality shows, and it's like, you know, that, oh, so-and-so deserves it. Oh, I think there were a lot of these, like, oh, who deserves it more? Like, who's more needy? I think it was Big Brother. We were talking about that.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm a big Brother fan.
And I said, oh, my God, that's insane that they're trying to, like, vote based on who needs it, who's more needy. Well, then they should put some homeless fuckers up in Big Brother and see who wins, if that's the case.
Mike Boogie winning is, like, the last – I don't know if I can watch it again. I'm so upset about that.
Oh, I'll watch again because they'll have different people on next time.
But the whole point of the show is for somebody who was playing the game and did a great job to win.
And then you don't think that he really played that game?
I was gonna say, don't you think
he played the fuck out of that game?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
that's why you have to watch Amazing Race.
Oh, we do. I do watch
Amazing Race. I love the Amazing Race.
I'm probably about 4 weeks behind, but I love. That's like the best show because it's all based on your if you can do the tasks, and it has nothing to do with voting.
Right.
Yeah, although the producers kind of make it so that it the first season there it was what happened was big gaps grew and as they should, like if someone's really smart and they're able to get ahead, I think the producers have rigged it to where they make sure that they're not able to get to the airport and until like they basically make it so that they all bunch up at each time.
No, they
first
don't.
Two seasons it didn't happen that way. The first two seasons, some of the teams got really far ahead, and then it kind of wasn't really it wasn't as much of a competition,
right?
Because it wasn't as dramatic.
If you notice in last week's show, they all kind of ended up at the airport at the same time. They all kind of ended up at the train station.
Oh, stop it! You're ruining the show for me.
The last three seasons, it always happens.
Stop
that way.
Stop. Okay, enough.
Do you have it on TiVo?
Yes, I do. I have like 4 or 5 weeks on TiVo.
All right, we won't
but say don't tell me that they fix it because I love the way they shoot it.
Oh, where
it's
like,
too. No, I'm not saying boom, they boom, fix boom. It. I'm not saying they fix it. I'm saying though that it's very clear that they construct the overall blueprint of the game in such a way that they know. Like for example, if they're flying out of Madagascar and they had to fly to Finland. That they were like, okay, there's only a certain number of flights. They knew that everyone is going to be on the same flight.
So it equals the playing field again.
That's what I mean. I think that they sort of do it. Obviously, if someone got really far ahead, then they would still let them get far ahead. They wouldn't stop them. But I think they just sort of make sure that it's going to look – that it's going to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because if you look the first two seasons of this show, there were several examples where someone got so far ahead. And it wasn't like just one team. Like three or four teams got ahead and they were like – three teams that were just so far, they were like 18 hours behind. So there was no way they would win. I think that the producers decided that it would be more dramatic so that essentially you really are only racing not to lose as opposed to racing to win until that very last episode.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I have to end this because we're way past 30
blah,
minutes.
Blah, 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 blah.
But I do want to give...
There's Mark on his soapbox again.
No, don't say that. Nobody said that since that one time. Don't say that.
I can say it again. Go ahead and post the show.
Oh, I will post the show, definitely. JT, since you're new to Archer Radio, why don't you tell my listeners how they can find you, get in touch with you, listen to you. Tell us all that information.
Area code, no, I'm kidding.
No.
JAYTOnline.com, JAYTOnline@gmail.com, realmenwearpink.net.
Okay.
That's about it.
And everybody already knows Chef Mark, so.
I hear he gets around.
He does.
Oh, God.
He's a podcasting whore.
Yeah, pod show whore anyway.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, thank you guys very much for being on the show. JT, it was great talking to you. We'll have to talk to you again. Would you like
Absolutely.
That sometime?
Absolutely. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Great, 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 great. All right, you guys, let's say goodbye together. Boys and girls, until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Archer Radio.